פרשת השבוע הוא פרשת פנחס. יש נושא אחד במיוחד שאני רוצה לדבר עליו, זה מופיע בתחילת הפרשה. appears in the beginning of this week's parasha. כתוב, פנחס בן אלעזר בן אהרון הכהן השיב את חמתי מעל, מה אני אומר את זה בעברית? השיב את חמוסי מעל בני ישראל, בקנו יסקינוסי בסויכום, ולחיליסי את בני ישראל בקנוסי. לא חיין אמור, הנני נויסן לוי, את בריסי שלום. הנני נויסן לוי, את בריסי שלום. ואני רוצה לדבר על הנושא, על הטופיק. Of a midah keneged midah. Over here, what happens to Pinchas? Pinchas mekabel et briti shalom. Bris shalom. V'hoi saloi ulezar achar of bris kohunas oilam. Kasho lekohuna. Now, kanireh sheyesh po ezeshu midah. There's some sort of midah keneged midah. Which means that something that Pinchas did deserved a reward. And the schar that he deserved was Brisi Shalom. Brisi Shalom, the Bris of Peace. V'ani otze l'sholat ha'sheila b'haynusach in the following way. Im hayita ba Lagdir. If you would come to categorize, to put in a geder, lagdir et ha pulot shel Pinchas, hayita magdir otam bitor kanois. Kanois is vigilante, aggression, maisa shel koach. Ve lachen hayiti omer. Therefore, one would say. Shehasachar, hamatima, the appropriate schar, hu, koach shel milchama, nitzachon b'milchama, koach lehagbir ala oyev, the ability to overpower his enemies. V'ze lo ma shePinchas mekabel. Pinchas ben Azar mekabel briti shalom, peace. למה? אז יש לזה כמה מהלכים. There's many different ways to answer this question. ואני רוצה להגיד לכם כמה. A few of them. אחד. מהלך אחד הוא ככה. פנחס, כשהוא עשה את המעשה הזה, המסירות נפש שלו, היה קודם כל, So Mesirus Nefesh was pashut because he was afraid that people would attack him. He was afraid that people would get upset at him. There would be an angry mob that would physically attack him. Zeh davar achat. Haya Mesirut Nefesh pshuto kemashmo. Haya od Mesirut Nefesh. Because it's yadua. Mishu oseh, someone that does mashu charig, something that's out of the ordinary. It's not kanois, it's achzorius, zamila. Achzorius is when a person has no mercy. Yadua שאחר כך יותר קל לעשות את זה עוד הפעם. There is in Israel a very famous מחלקה שנקרא אסם. The אסם are the one known as the men in black. The אסם are very violent, very aggressive unit of the police, I believe. I don't think it's a unit of the army, it's a unit of the police. ואומרים, אני לא יודע אם זה אמת או לא, that the Assam, part of their training is that they have to, pardon me for saying this, tear cats apart. They rip cats apart. Live cats. Why do they do that? Because you got this cute little puppy, right? This cute little thing, and you tear it to death because they're trying to get them to have no mercy, no feelings, no sentiment. And if you could tear apart a cat, you could tear apart a person. So Pinchas, Kishuasat Amaisa Shel Achzoriut, he killed two people. The norm is that it would be Nichnas Bo Achshav, Choser, there would be a lack of a Rigishut, a lack of a feeling towards the importance of human life and a natia towards aggression. He should remain a passive, and because that was Be'emet his, that was his nature. He should remain a healthy person. Ani ilo aiti the Supreme Court Justice be'Arzot Habrit, which I'm not, but ilo aiti omer she, I would aser there to be games like Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto, all those games, because you see crazy things going on in America. Crazy, crazy things. Just yesterday, someone wanted to know where his ex-wife was, and his ex-brother-in-law didn't tell him, so he pulled out a gun, shot the entire family. Why? Because he was angry at him. His ex-brother-in-law, like, what? There's shootings like all in America. It's a machala. It's not normal. Why is that happening? Because you go on a video game, and you're shooting people to death, and it's quite real. I mean, I've never played them, but I'm quite certain it's quite. It looks quite. There's guts and blood like splatting all over the place, and you're feeling so Rambo over there, and you're right. So you're ready to do that. You are ready to do that, and it has been proven statistically, that people that play violent video games are more likely to do acts of aggression. So, if I was a Supreme Court Justice, so I would say, this is crazy, this is insanity. Why creating a violent people? You know, America's becoming a very aggressive, violent people. But the truth is that the gaming industry is so powerful. There are so many billions of dollars in the gaming industry that their lobbyists are very, very strong, and they lobby for freedom of whatever, which I think is ridiculous, because if it's statistically proven that you're killing people, so then that doesn't help freedom of anything. That just helps people die. So, you know, play Candy Crush or something like that. I hope that's a good game. Is that okay, Candy Crush? I'm not sure. I don't know what it is, but someone that pulls out a gun and shoots someone. Where's it coming from? You shoot someone. Usually out of anger, out of aggression, out of hate. Avol nagid. That the person that you shoot is holding a hostage of someone that's very dear to you. Me'ifo ze novea, the desire to shoot that person. Not out of anger, not out of hatred, out of love. Because you love the person that you're trying to protect. V'lachem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's mavchin, in the rigishut and the real feelings of lama Pinchas asat amaisaze, lama asatze, who asatze mitoch ahava. He did it not because he hated Zimri and Cosby. He did it because he loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And that's what we say every Friday night. Oyeve Hashem sinura. Oyeve Hashem sinura. the hatred of anger only comes, it's noveah from ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore you have to eradicate and obliterate all of evil. But meifo ze noveah? Ze noveah me'oevei Hashem. Mishama ze noveah. Lachen, if what motivated him was ahava, was a desire to create shalom between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, ze haschara nechona. Yadu ha-sipur, sipur k'tzat mefursam, al Rabbi Sol ben Rabbi Sol Salanter. People say it about others, but I saw it in a sefer about Rabbi Sol Salanter. Hu yam od makpid, shebe'emtza tfila lo medabrim bechlal. Don't talk during davar. It was very, very makpid. And I know that Rabbi Shimon Schwab in KJ. So if someone would ever talk during davening, so Reb Shimon sat all there in the front. And it's a big, big place it's like four stories up, and there's a big balcony with a woman on top. It's like a huge, and they have a choir in the front, and it's like a very big. So he would walk if he saw someone talking. He would walk to his seat, and everyone knew what was going on because he's never let everyone know what's happening. He'd walk over to someone. You know me, who doesn't talk to him down. You know, for a second. Go like this. Shah! In front of everybody. And he wanted to make sure no one talked to him down. Sorry about that. So, sometime, there was someone making a gerida mit in the davening. Someone was disrupting during davening. So, one of them is spiraling by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Shushed him. Shh. And Rabbi Saul got upset. So he said, I don't understand. You're all busy all the time telling us no one should talk during davening. So Rabbi Saul said to him, the difference between me and you is the difference between a housewife and a cat. What do I mean? He said, both housewives and cats chase mice. They both chase mice. What's the difference between a housewife and a cat? A housewife would rather if the mouse just never showed up, just stay out of my house. The cat wants the mice to come so I could chase it. So they want to chase away the mice. That's what they do for fun. He said, I don't want people to talk during davening. You want to shush people. He said, therefore, it's not for you. Pinchas ben Elozo ben Aaron HaKoyin, where was it noveah from? It was noveah because he wished the mice would never happen. Some people, they're looking for opportunities to throw stones. You know what I mean? You know, fast, let's throw stones, have a great time. I've gone there. You know, that's not, those are the wrong people. They're not supposed to be there. Ani pam ra'iti, kishayiti yelet tsa'ir, when I was very, very young, when I was with my parents, I remember this very, very clearly. We were walking by Merkaz Ha'ir towards the Ramada Hotel in that direction, eating by Rav Giat's house. We're on the way. And it was pouring rain. And there was one Yid standing there on the street, drenched, saying, Shabbos to the cars, Shabbos. Said he should be saying Shabbos, because this is totally not a geshmak of matzav, you know? He's like the one guy out there by himself. Why is he doing that? Because it's ko'evlo. And a lot of people are doing it because it's geshmak, you know. Let's see what's going to happen. We'll scream Shabbos, maybe, you know, they'll get out of the car, we'll have a, you know, whatever it might be. If a person's doing it mitoch, that there's a ke'ev, it's coming from the right place. Mashu acher lagamri. And we have, you know, missiles flying back and forth in both directions. There's missiles flying into Gaza, and there's missiles flying out of Gaza. They're shooting us, and we're shooting them. What's the difference? The difference of Pashut. Kol Yehudi, everyone says. Lord Simtilim, we don't want to fight. We're not interested. We want Shalom. Kol Aravi, Omer Lord Sim Shalom. We're interested in killing you. That's what we're interested in. Anachnu Rotzim Et HaMilchama. We're not interested in peace. So even though we're doing the same act, echad, one of them is an act of protection. It's an act that's coming out of love and protection. Vasheni, it's an act of aggression. What's the difference between us and them is they're like the cats and we're like the housewife. Okay, Od Davar. We asked, why is this the appropriate sachar for Pinchas ben Elazar that he got the kuhuna? So there's another idea which I'd like to suggest. Shukacha. This was this week's Dvar Torah, Pachot Yoter, in the Yeshiva's newsletter, which was that Lifnei Kama Shavuot Karanu Et HaParsha Shel Parshas Korach. What was Korach's call to action? How did Korach get all these people together? Korach got people together that felt that they were being abused by the system. That the system is corrupt. The system is messed up. How is that? Because Aaron, there's abuse of power. Yeah, Moshe and Aaron together. Or I didn't get what I deserved. I really deserved more. Korach felt I should have been Kohen Gadol b'mkom Aaron. And then people felt that they should have been Manig b'mkom Moshe Rabbeinu. They were misnaik. Moshe shouldn't be Manig. Aaron shouldn't be Manig. They were fatayned on the system. Who is the one that had the most right to be upset at the system? Who is the one that had the most right to feel like he was gypped? It was Pinchas. Pinchas is Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron HaKohen. His grandfather's a Kohen. His father's a Kohen. His brother's a Kohen. Everyone's a Kohen, just not Pinchas. He's like left out. Imagine how upset a person can be about that. And like, you just left me out of the party. I wasn't invited. And how he should have been one of those people joining the rebellion and saying, yeah, this is wrong, this is bad, the system is messed up. Pinchas ben Elazar, not only did he not try to bring down the system, but he actually tried to help it. The sachar that he got is, you could have felt gypped for losing your kahuna. Lachain, we're giving you the kahuna. I want to tell you a story that almost happened. It didn't, but it almost happened. It should have happened, but I was too stunned by what happened to give him the appropriate response. But we'll pretend it happened. When we had first opened the yeshiva, it was the first year of the yeshiva, I went to America, Legais Ksafim, which is from my favorite things to do in the entire world. I fantasize about getting opportunities to fundraise. I asked David Cohen, I'll tell you about it. I ate the bungalow colony, Batsot Abrit. And we're talking to the Chevra. There was one person in the bungalow colony who was like known as like the nice guy. He was the nice guy in the bungalow colony. So I came, new yeshiva, talking about yeshiva and stuff. There's a bunch of people sitting around. Somehow came up the topic of Rosh Yeshiva's Rabbanim. And he started spewing so much hatred that everyone there was shocked how terrible and how horrible and he was like an attack just on, I mean, it was at me. There's a person that I only met maybe once before. And everyone was shocked. It's like, whoa. He's like Mr. Nice Guy over here. Like, what's going on over here? You know, take it easy. Well, during Mincha, he came over to me. I was still there. And he said, I have to apologize. I got a little bit, you know, I lost myself a little. But my family is as a victim of the system. His brother was learning and there was a lot of pressure in the home and whatever happened, something went wrong and whatever it is, he said, my family's a victim of the system. And because of that, I've sworn to do whatever I can to bring the system down. So therefore, anyone like starts talking about the system, I get very upset. So I said to him, I didn't, but I should have. I said to him, Hemetu, that I'm also a victim of the system. I had a pretty bad education as a kid. And I swore to do whatever I can to try to fix the system. So if you want, you could help me. That was my answer. It wasn't, but it should have been. So I pretend in my mind as if it was. But if it ever happens again, it will be. V'zeh Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKohen, trying to emulate Pinchas. Pinchas is a person who says, look, the system is defective, it's messed up, it's not treating people well, it's not getting what you're supposed to get. So what are you going to do about it? You're going to be angry? You're going to badmouth it? Or you're going to say, okay, let's like get involved. Let's do something. Let's be productive. Let's try to help. That is what Pinchas did, and his sachar that he got was that whatever he could have felt as if he wasn't receiving, basof ukiber. One last pshat. Lama Pinchas kibel et hakuhuna. Sachar midah keneged midah pshat ukach. A kohen is supposed to be a leader. Anachnu nikra'im mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. Maze mamlechet kohanim? A priestly people. Means that Klal Yisrael is a people of leaders. We're supposed to be, a kohen is a leader. We are all supposed to be kind of like leaders. We're supposed to be Or La'amim. We're supposed to be inspiration for all the goyim. But a kohen is the leader of the leaders. That's his position. What does it take to be a leader? What it takes to be a leader is a person has to be able to stand alone. He has to be able to have his own moral compass. He has to be able to do things that he knows is right, even if other people are telling him not like that. That's a true leader. Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKohen, it says, Tachas asher kinei le'loikov v'echaper b'nei Yisrael. Eloikov is lashon yachid. Omer achoy mas esh. Mazel. Tachas asher kinei le'loikov. He had his own relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is individual. It was lashon yachid. And it wasn't relevant what everyone else is doing. It's not relevant. Because I know what I'm supposed to be doing. That is a true leader. That person is deserving of being a kohen. Kohanim are supposed to be leaders. The door of Mashiach, Katuf, that Pnei Ador is Kepnei HaKelef. Pnei Ador is Kepnei HaKelef. Omer HaMeforshim, I pshat Pnei Ador Kepnei HaKelef. A dog, when you a person ever walks a dog, if you ever see the dynamic is that the dog's in front. You ever saw a person walking his dog? The dog's always in front. And the owner's in the back. And the dog is always looking back to the owner which way to go. That's the dynamic that you have. I used to have a dog when I was younger, so I could tell you that's the way it went. The dog was in the front. He's always running ahead, but he always wants to see from the owner, as long as, you know, if you don't need your dog on a chain, on a leash, which way to go. As the Gemara Katuf, Pnei Ador ke Pnei HaKelev, is the pshat as follows. We're going to live in a generation, there's going to be leaders out there. But the leaders are standing in the front, but they're always looking back. What are they going to say? What's their opinion? They don't have their own opinions. And those aren't real leaders. There was a president of the United States who came up with a very unique strategy. His name was Clinton. President Clinton... His strategy was as follows. He always took surveys of the American people. The entire, while he was president, the whole time, he just overloaded. You can read this, it's documented. He's always taking surveys because he wanted to know what the American people wanted. He didn't have an opinion. What he did was he saw what the American people wanted, and that's what he did. So everyone liked him. Everyone liked Clinton, even though he did drugs and he wasn't faithful to his wife, did all these things. Clinton was the man. Why? Because he just said, look, whatever you want, that's what I'm going to do. And that's the emphasis, is that there is such an idea of democracy, kind of. There's a concept in democracy of that. However, there's a person, maybe someone who knows better than us. I mean, most of middle America is redneck or Puerto Rican or African American. And I don't have much against them, but they just don't have education. They have no education. So they're making the decisions for the country. Who? People that... You know, I wouldn't trust them necessarily to fill out a tax reform. They can't do anything. And they're the ones making the decisions. That's pnei ador ke pnei akelef. A true leader, a true manhig, which is what Pinchas was, says, I know what's right for you. And I'm going to do it because of what I know. That's what it means. And that's why Pinchas was zocher lekehuna. He was zocher to be that person who would stand there in front of Klal Yisrael in order to give them that instruction. The sachar of Pinchas is called Bris Shalom. Bris Shalom means that he was zocher to peace. That is a bris that we are all anxiously awaiting. Pinchas hu Eliyahu Anovi. Pinchas, the Targum, Yoinasan ben Uziel, says Pinchas zu Eliyahu Anovi, and he will return to be Mevaser, the Gula Shlema, b'mheira, v'yameinu, Amen.